This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. With Interstate 70 reopened in Glenwood Canyon, folks are getting a firsthand look at the damage from the Grizzly Creek fire. Glenwood Springs resident Kyle Jones says burn scars are most visible in the canyon's upper reaches.
There are a lot of dead trees and like skeletons of trees on top of the canyon walls, but the immediate canyon walls were not nearly as devastated as I had.
Jones passed the fire shortly after it started in Glenwood Canyon while he was tubing down the Colorado River on August 10th. It has burned more than 32,000 acres and is about 40% contained. Officials estimate that the Cameron Peak Fire is burning within a mile of Rocky Mountain National Park. The area near the park was one of the most active for the blaze yesterday. The fire started west of Fort Collins 12 days ago and has burned more than 20,000 acres and is 0% contained. At least one Coloradan will be on hand when Donald Trump accepts the Republican nomination in the White House Thursday evening. Political newcomer and congressional candidate Lauren Boebert says she met Trump after her June primary win.
He's incredible, and he's excited that I'm going to be fighting with him.
Boebert defeated incumbent Scott Tipton in Colorado's 3rd congressional district and will face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in November. 100 degrees in Pueblo, 93 in Grand Junction. It's 97 in Denver with partly sunny skies. You're listening to CPR News.